We're going to take a moment now to remember someone we've lost to COVID-19.
Good morning. You're listening to Gospel Spirit with me, your host, Patrick Ellis.
For more than 40 years on Sunday mornings, 96.3 WHUR-FM, based at Howard University, broadcast Patrick Ellis's beloved and popular radio show. It filled homes and cars in Washington, D.C. with the sound of church.
What his plans are, to what his word says.
Each Sunday, Ellis chose music that would inspire, uplift, and speak to his devoted listeners. And he filled the airwaves with their lives, too, sharing community and church announcements, marking birthdays, anniversaries, and special occasions at no cost. Patrick Ellis passed away on July 16th from complications of the coronavirus. He was 77 years old. Jackie Gales Webb was a longtime colleague of Patrick Ellis at WHUR. We asked her to reflect on Ellis's contributions, beginning with the spirit of his Sunday broadcast.
It was everything that the faith community needed to hear as they prepared to go to their church services. Over the 40 years, so many generations of not only African Americans, but all cultures within the Washington metropolitan area made listening to him their Sunday morning ritual. As WHUR likes to call him, a gentle giant, someone who really worked hard to serve his community. Patrick did a radiothon to help expand and renovate a shelter in Prince George's County for women and their children fleeing from domestic violence. He also did an initiative that raised money to take care of babies left in hospitals during the crack cocaine epidemic. And he also fed the needy during Thanksgiving.
And we should mention that Patrick went to Howard. It was his alma mater, right?
As a matter of fact, WHUR studios are in the area that used to be known as Freedman Hospital. And Freedman
Wow.
Hospital was where Patrick was born.
He was literally born there.
That's right. That's right.
What was it about gospel music that he loved so much?
For Patrick, it was the feeling that came through gospel music. He would play music that touched him. He would play music that he knew touched his audience.
What were some of his favorite gospel songs?
I remember him telling me that he really liked the song by Morris Chapman called I May Not Always Be There.
I may not always be there to listen or understand.
He really liked, believe it or not, and played almost every Sunday because people requested it, a Michael Jackson song called Gone Too Soon.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon.
Which is so ironic because that's pretty much how we're feeling at WHUR. Just that Patrick, it's gone too soon.
What will you remember most about Mr. Ellis and his legacy?
He had renovated his summer home out in Churchton, Maryland. And the house had an observation deck that overlooks the bay. And in this observation deck is the state-of-the-art studio that he had constructed. And I know he planned to go on and do his program for many years to come, overlooking the bay. And he was able to do three programs. And then we learned that COVID-19 led him to his greater reward. But I'm thankful that he was able to do those three programs and that he lived a wonderful life and that he knew that his listeners loved him. And that's what I'll remember, is his legacy of love, his legacy of caring so much about his community and his listeners and the love that they gave back to him.
Oh, I just stayed on the gospel side. Stayed on the gospel side.
That was Jackie Gales Webb remembering her colleague at WHUR-FM, radio host Patrick Ellis, who died of complications from the coronavirus earlier this month. We should note that Jackie Gales Webb is the vice president of radio for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides some of NPR's funding. Overnight.